You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, two Wellington students are taking a petition to Parliament calling for more comprehensive and consistent sex education to be taught in all high schools. They say the curriculum needs to include consent, what a healthy relationship looks like, and account for LGBTQI experiences. I spoke to Lauren Jack and Ruby Medlicott about the petition, which has gained almost 7,000 signatures so far. They say it was sparked by comments by Wellington College boys that were posted to a private Facebook group encouraging classmates to take advantage of drunk girls, but realised the issue goes much further than that.
It was more specifically created after the protest against rape culture outside Parliament. We've kind of realised that this isn't just comments made by some Wellington College boys. This is an issue that goes much further than that, and it's not just these boys making their comments, it's so many more people than that, and it's a much bigger issue.
Were the comments surprising to you, or were you already aware of this as quite a big issue in New Zealand?
I think that we were already aware that it was an issue, but I think that things like that always come as a shock. You know, hearing them is always not very pleasant to overhear and to hear about, because we don't want to be reminded that it's an issue, but it really is one. And I think that it brought to light that it's such a big issue that needs to be addressed.
What was it that made each one of you step up and say, I'm the one who's going to do something about this?
Lauren and I both attended a workshop several days before the comments were made, and one of the things we discussed was sex education and how it could be better improved. And then when these comments came to light and the protest was organised, we really thought that, you know, someone has to take action and why shouldn't we? And with the help of Action Station, which is a campaigning platform, we were able to create our petition and our campaign and really get things moving to try and find a good solution.
A lot of it was the timing as well, because the comments had just been made and we'd just been to this workshop talking about it and there was so much media attention on it, we took advantage of that to create this campaign, hopefully when people would still be paying attention to it.
So what would you say is missing from current sex education in schools?
Well, the problem at the moment is that it's not consistent, and so some schools will have very little sex education and some will have very in-depth comprehensive sex education that covers a whole range of topics. And the problem is the discrepancies between different schools. And so what we need is consent, healthy relationships with LGBTQ inclusion to be taught at every single school in New Zealand.
You know, and especially when you're at high school, you're at such a vulnerable age. Mm. And it's so critical that we, as young people, are able to take control of our education and learn things such as how to be in a healthy relationship and why consent is so important to us.
So I saw that you'd picked a program, Mates and Dates, that you would like to see rolled out in schools. Could you tell me a bit about what that program would involve?
The cool thing about Mates and Dates is that they have a whole range of topics and different units that follow on from each other. And it goes from year 9 to year 13, which is really good. So each time it builds on what was learnt in the previous session or in the previous unit. And so it means that a whole range of topics is covered and, you know, every detail is covered as well, which is a lot better than what a lot of schools have at the moment.
And it's also taught not from teachers within a school. So that means that by specialists in the field, and it's often difficult trying to make changes to the education system because it is so up to teachers, and there may be teachers who are not comfortable teaching sex education. And so having it taught by people who are trained, people who are members of the community, and people who are willing to really educate the young people is a really beneficial to the program. And, you know, it's run by ACC, and we just think
government funded as well.
Yeah, we just think the program can really do great things, and it has been shown to do really great things within the school.
Do schools currently opt in to have that program taught, or do you know how widespread it is at the moment?
So it's in quite a few schools in about 14 districts around the country, and so all that schools have to do is opt in for that program to be at their schools, and it's government funded, so it's of no additional cost to the school, which is really cool. I think that it's a really great option for schools.
So Hekia Parata has said that this is a topic that's better addressed in family homes, and some parents might reflect that view as well, saying that they might be the ones that want to teach their kids about this. What's your response to that viewpoint?
Well, our response is that teaching it just within families just isn't good enough. While it is incredibly important to have community and parental and family involvement in sex and sexuality in education. And the problem is that there is such a high chance that this education will then become inconsistent. You know, some families might prefer to teach one thing and a different family might prefer to teach a completely different thing. Mm-hmm. And it is when there are those differences in education, that's when the issues start to crop up. And some parents may not be educated enough themselves to adequately teach their children. Another issue is that sexual violence happens within families. And if we leave this up to families, then it's just making so many more people around New Zealand more vulnerable to this.
So what's the response been to your petition so far from students and teachers? Could you tell me a bit about what people have said about it?
A lot of the feedback we've got from people have been really, really supportive. The teachers at our school and the students at our school have mostly been really, really supportive of what we're doing and are completely behind us. I think that there has been a little bit of negativity, but most of that isn't very vocal. You know, they kind of keep it to themselves a little bit. And so it's been really great to hear the support from everybody, and it's been really great to be in touch with people like the National Council of Women and people like that who are absolutely behind what we're doing.
Were you involved in politics at all before this issue arose, or how do you feel about the fact that you're delivering a petition to Parliament?
It's pretty crazy to think about, really. I mean, we've never really been that involved in politics. We've always been interested in it and quite up to date with it, I suppose, and very, you know, politically active in our own ways, but this is a whole new level for us.
Yeah, and it kind of just blew up, and then all of a sudden we're handing it into Parliament. I guess we've just got to see where it goes from there. But it's been incredibly humbling, the amount of support we've gotten, and to see that so many other people around New Zealand care about the same issue. It's just, we feel very lucky. Yeah.
And every step of the way, we've been reassured that this is definitely something that needs to happen, and that what we're doing is an incredibly important step that this country needs to take in ending rape culture.
I also spoke to the Vice President of the National Council of Women, Vanessa Diru, about why the Council supports Ruby and Lauren's petition.
Well, we believe that best practice consent and healthy relationships are important for young people to be understanding and knowing in today's society, and education is a really good tool to reduce perpetration of sexual violence, and it's a big issue in our communities.
So what do you see as missing from current sex education?
What's missing is the ability to get the right people into our schools, and we don't want people to have just one-off sessions in classrooms, but to have skills-based activities that allow students to build on consent skills that they already have and practice them. And so I think that missing part of just being able to practice them and having them in different years consistently through the education system would really support today's women and men.
So what were the main kind of points that you supported in the campaign by Ruby and Lauren?
We want to help them argue that making consent is a compulsory part of the curriculum, and having healthy, or teaching healthy relationships with LGBTI plus inclusion, all the genders across New Zealand, help people start on a path of having great behaviour for relationships. And so we really support them in introducing that subject to the public and pushing for change in the education system.
And what do you think of the fact that this call has come from two students rather than, you know, teachers or someone at a more senior level?
I think it's important to have the voice of our young people saying what they want as part of their education system. They are in the best position to sort of understand exactly what's happening to them and perhaps articulate to others that are decision makers how important it is. And I think, you know, we should be supporting anyone that's a young person that's got something to say that will, they think that will help them and their friends and their other school colleagues have great relationships as they grow up.
Do you think the petition will be able to make a difference? Do you think it will be taken to the next step?
I think the act of young people giving this petition to our members of Parliament is a great first step. I think petitioning and what we've seen in our history around petitioning, we get some outcomes and some understanding by our decision makers and government around how important it is, and the National Council of Women fully support Lauren and Ruby to have their say and their democracy rights heard.
The Wire. That's funny. What does it sound like?
That was Vanessa Deru, the The Vice President of the National Council of Women, speaking about the Council's support of a petition calling for better sex education that's being delivered to Parliament this afternoon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.